welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman. I am your host, and I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Today, I would like to talk about the Game Awards. We talk about them every year. It is just this year, it's December 12th, and it is probably, for me, one of my favorite shows, or like single I don't want to call it a press conference, but it's one of my single favorite video game events of the year. And here's why. Number one, we get to celebrate a lot of the cool stuff that came out in the last year, of which there has been a lot of really cool stuff. But then on top of that, because video games is so firmly rooted in, you know, kind of keeping one foot in the past, but really gazing into the future almost all the time, they show us a lot of really cool trailers and a lot of really awesome announcements, and I love it. So this year, I will actually be watching the Game Awards from Cinemark Cinemas. It's actually going to be in movie theaters this year. So I bought tickets. I'm going to be there with Tila. You'll probably remember her from our E3 coverage. And the two of us are going to live tweet the event, and it's going to be wild. And then after that, we get to watch the new Jumanji movie, which is going to be kind of fun. But I thought I would talk about some of the categories and some of our predictions. So here we go. The first one, and this is kind of the big one, we'll just lead with that, is the 2019 nominees for Game of the Year. Those nominees are Control, Death Stranding, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Resident Evil 2 Remake, Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, and The Outer Worlds. So one thing that's going to be pop out to a lot of folks right away is, number one, how did Smash get on there? And Smash came out last year. Well, Smash came out in December of last year, right? So the cutoff to being nominated is November 15th. So any game that came out after November 15th of this year, for example, will be eligible for being part of the awards next year. And so Super Smash Bros. Ultimate came out after November 15th of 2018. So as a result, it was eligible this year. So it came on. I think the winner will be Control. So continuing with the tradition of me making my bad predictions, I could very well be wrong, but I think Control is going to take it. Control was kind of sneakily found its way into a lot of people's hearts, in spite of not a very strong marketing campaign, it was very quiet until it came out. I played it. I think it is super atmospheric. It's very interesting. The art style was cool. If you watch like ads for it, or if you don't pay attention, it looks kind of realistic, but it really does have like this weird like filter over everything. It's really, really neat. And it's hard to replicate that. Also, you know, people are hungry for this kind of game, like X-Files, Twin Peaks, kind of weird story. So yeah, that's my prediction. Would I be surprised if just about any of these other games come out and take it away? No. I think one of the obvious games that people are pointing at and wondering why it's there, considering the divisive response that it got, is Death Stranding, which is a game, again, rated, both of these games, Control and Death Stranding, are rated M, so we don't really talk about them, but these are both, you know, they're very different in that generally, with the exception of some technical issues that have since been resolved, Control was like universally well received, whereas Death Stranding was a little bit more divisive. One thing that I know a lot of folks on the internet are a bit concerned with is that Death Stranding is made by a man named Hideo Kojima, who is very good friends with Jeff Keighley. That's the guy that runs the awards themselves. And to see Death Stranding, and we'll go over this, they were nominated in a lot of different awards. To see that happen, a lot of folks are kind of crying foul. Jeff Keighley doesn't vote. This is voted on by a whole bunch of different outlets, all the big websites. Engage Family Gaming does not have a vote. I think it'd be kind of neat if we did one day, but this was not his call. And so maybe a little bit of recency bias since it just came out, but yeah. In my opinion, no foul play there. So next is the nominees for Best Art Direction. And again, this is Control, Death Stranding, Grease, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, the G-R-I-S, Sayonara Wild Hearts, and Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. My prediction is actually Sayonara Wild Hearts, and then the game is masterfully put together. Now, I've said it on the big show that it is not my favorite game, and that is true. I have some difficulties with the gameplay. I'm going to try it again with a controller. However, there is no doubting that this game is just oozing with style, which, yes, that is 100% a cliche, but I'm going to use it. It is super cool. It looks awesome. And that doesn't happen by accident. So that's my prediction. Another nominee, because the tweet that they put out broke, is Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. As much as I would love it for Zelda to win, I don't think that's going to happen. So the next category is the best esports game of 2019. Those nominees are Counter-Strike Go, Dota 2, Fortnite, League of Legends, and Overwatch. I picked Overwatch because it has an actual league. That's it, right? I mean, the growth of the Overwatch League is really hard to ignore. With that said, you know, John Donaldson, the man behind the curtain, he disagrees and he thinks Fortnite will take it just because of the unique way they did their tournament. It'll be interesting to see. I don't think of Fortnite as an esports game. They held a couple tournaments, but it just doesn't strike me as. Maybe it's because I don't know the scene. I'm going to give it to Overwatch here. In spite of the fact that I absolutely really do like Fortnite, but whatever. Maybe John will be right. We'll deal with that later. Let's see here. So next, the category is Best Fighting Game. There were really not a lot of fighting games that came out this year, and this list shows. The nominees are Dead or Alive, Jump Force, Mortal Kombat 11, Samurai Showdown, and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. I don't know why I nominated Samurai Showdown. That's not what I was trying to circle. I think I got distracted. I actually was trying to nominate Super Smash Bros. That is my pick. No one should be shocked by that. I love me some Super Smash Bros. So, yeah, I'll have to amend my prediction because I really have no idea what happened. If you want to see any of these predictions, by the way, head on over to engagefamilygaming.com/Facebook or to our Instagram feed. Just look up Engage Family Gaming there and look at our stories, because I actually made these a series of just a series of images based on screen captures of the tweets. So you can take a look and see. That doesn't make any sense. I can't imagine why I would have said Samurai Showdown over Smash Brothers. Or Mortal Kombat 11. Both of those are great picks. Very confused as to why. I don't even know. I don't know. So, again, Dead or Alive, Jump Force, Mortal Kombat 11, Samurai Showdown, or Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. And my prediction, I think Super Smash Bros. Ultimate's going to take it. With that said, I would not be surprised if Mortal Kombat 11 wins. Now, I know we don't talk about Mortal Kombat very much on this show. However, Mortal Kombat is one of those franchises that, it's just well made. NetherRealm Studios, the company that's responsible for it, it's kind of taken over the realms. One thing, or the reins rather, one of the things that they do that I wish other fighting game companies would do is they have just mastered the single player story mode in a fighting game. They make it a cinematic, movie-like experience where every couple of, you have a fight, and then you have a cutscene. And then after the cutscene, it leads into another fight. And you're always playing through as different characters. And that's one thing that I really think sets it apart. Whereas in a lot of other games, you play through a story for a character, right? Like in Street Fighter, you play through Ryu's story or Chun-Li's story. The NetherRealm stories really make you play through all of the characters. They make you really learn what they're like and mess around with them. The advantage to that is you actually get there's no bias because you have to play as these characters. So you're forced to play as just about everybody. And so maybe you'll find a character that you like that you never would have thought you would like. And there's something to be said about picking your main and experimenting. I never would have thought, and this is something we figured out during our Extra Life live stream, never would I have thought that that Bowser would have been my main. So, yeah, it definitely, I love their story modes. Also, Mortal Kombat is just stupid, right? Like, in all the good ways. Is it family appropriate? No. But is it just schlocky silliness that happens to have, some horrific violence in it? Yes. It's like a slasher movie for me. But anyway, I think it's going to be Smash, but Mortal Kombat 11 could absolutely sneak in. Next is the nominees for the Fresh Indie Developer presented by Subway. So what this category is this is for a indie game that is from a new developer. So the nominees are ZAUM for Disco Elysium, Nomada Studios for Grease, Dead Toast for My Friend Pedro, Mobius Digital for The Outer Wilds, Megacrit for Slay the Spire, and House House for Untitled Goose Game. Okay, of these games, the one that has the biggest scope is Outer Wilds. Not to be confused with The Outer Worlds, which is made by Obsidian, who is owned by Microsoft. Outer Wilds is a really interesting game where every time you die, you start over at the same place. But what you're doing is you're opening up new... It's kind of like Minute, which is a game where you live literally a minute and you earn powers and get coins and things like that so you can continue to progress. Outer Wilds is like that, only it is, on a grander scale. I think Mobius Digital is going to walk away with that. There were actually a lot of people that were talking about Outer Wilds for Game of the Year. And I think while that didn't get nominated at the Game Awards, I think at least one site is going to give Outer Wilds the Game of the Year award. Next is announcing the best game direction nominees for the Game Awards. Nominees are Control, Death Stranding, Resident Evil 2 Remake, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, and Outer Wilds. Again, I think this is going to go to Control for me. With that said, it could be that Death Stranding sneaks in on this one. Really depends. So next one, the best mobile game. So these are five super awesome mobile games. So that's Call of Duty Mobile, Grindstone, Sayonara Wild Hearts, Sky Children of Light. That's from the same people that made Journey, by the way, and What the Golf. My prediction is What the Golf. That game is absolutely amazing, but it would not stun me if Grindstone carries it away, because a lot of folks really like that. Three of these, What the Golf, Sayonara Wild Hearts, and Grindstone, all available on Apple Arcade, which is pretty great. Let's see here. Next, best narrative nominees are, the nominees are A Plague Tale, Innocence, Control, Death Stranding, Disco Elysium, and The Outer Worlds. Again, I'm going to lean in on, with Control on this one. It actually had a cohesive story, unlike Death Stranding, which was crazy. A Plague Tale Innocence is one of those games. It was actually told during the era of the Black the Black Plague, and you play as a girl and her brother, and you're trying to sneak through, and it's apparently a very interesting story. I did not get a chance to play it, but I know that Amanda Farrow, my co-host, the Princess of Power, she played it, and she really enjoyed it. The nominees for Best Ongoing Game at the Game Awards are Apex Legends, Destiny 2, Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, and Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. Ongoing games are games that were not released this year, but they are constantly getting updates, so this would be MMOs and online shooters, etc. I think a lot of folks are just assuming Fortnite is going to carry that game away because it is huge. However, I actually predict Final Fantasy 14, and this is why. I think that this category is going to be very divided. So as a result, it could just be a few votes here or there. And I know a lot of folks really loved the Shadowbringer DLC to Final Fantasy 14 this year. So I think this is just because all of these are really good. I think that just brings – I don't think there's any one game that's just going to run away with it. And so as a result, I think it could be anybody's game. So – there we go. Final Fantasy 14 is my prediction. Would I be surprised if any other game in this list wins? No, I would not. So that is that category. Next is the best score or music. So the nominees for this are Cadence of Hyrule, Death Stranding, Devil May Cry 5, Kingdom Hearts 3, and Sayonara Wild Hearts. Without question, my prediction here is Sayonara Wild Hearts. Go listen to that Spotify playlist. It is absolutely astonishing. Cadence of Hyrule was also really great, just based on some of the ways they were able to twist the Legend of Zelda, the classic Legend of Zelda music. But Sayonara Wild Hearts is just another level. Best performance. Basically it's, are you from, this one was a little interesting. So it's Ashley Birch from The Outer Worlds, Courtney Hope from Control, Laura Bailey from Gears 5, Mads Mikkelsen, the movie star from Death Stranding, Matthew Peretta from Control, or Norman Reedus from Death Stranding. All of these were amazing performances. I have not played all these games, but I've certainly watched enough to really believe. I think this could go to just about anyone, but I predict that my prediction, I'm just going to go with the game that I actually spent the most time with, which was Control, and I thought Courtney Hope did a great job. Now, I was irritated, and I'm not going through all the categories because there's a lot of them, but the best family game, which is an interesting category because nobody else really puts out family-focused games other than Nintendo, so this ended up being the Nintendo one, but the nominees are Luigi's Mansion 3, Ring Fit Adventure, Super Mario Maker 2, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, and Yoshi's Crafted World. That's a pretty awesome lineup of family-appropriate games. Again, my pick is going to be pretty obvious. It's Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. I absolutely adore that game. But would I be surprised if Super Mario Maker 2 takes it? No, I would not. But Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, that's my vote there. Games for impact. These are games that have like an underlying message. The nominees are Concrete Genie, Grease, Kind Words, Life is Strange 2, and Sea of Solitude. I think Grease is going to take it away on this one, largely because it also had an impact with just its art. And I know a lot of folks resonated with this game. It really hit Amanda, the Princess of Power. She absolutely adored this game. Although Kind Words is one that I'm really glad is getting some recognition. This is a PC game where you actually literally you sit at a desk and like some chill music plays and you just send nice words to people. You literally just write notes and send them out and they go out to people. Your job is to either make them happy and say nice things and give them words of encouragement, or to kind of ask for help yourself, which I think is really interesting. And that's it. There are a bunch more categories, but I did not go through all of them because it was a lot. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'm going to go ahead and share this into the community. So I'd love to hear some of your predictions and some of your thoughts. I will be I will be at the Cinemark Studios in Buckland Hills Mall in Connecticut to watch this show. And so I would, you know, I'll be live tweeting and, you know, talking in the community along with Tila, who will be helping me out. So I hope you guys have a great day. We're obviously going to talk about this more as it comes closer, and folks are going to make fun of me for my picks, I am sure, because that's all in good fun. We do it every year. So until next time, folks, I do hope you have a great day, and we will talk to you soon. Bye now.